B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic.
5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 Fanatic. It's also on NBC Sports Philly. You know, we do have a ticket rate that's going on right now. If you checked our website, you would have found it. But there's still 1 hour left. I didn't realize that we had this ticket rate.
So where's that?
It is at 2201 Cotman Avenue. What is that?
Let me see.
It's an address.
Sounds like it's in my neck of the woods.
Somebody's house.
My old stomping grounds.
2201 Cotman Avenue. There's a FanFest ticket raid. So you can stop by and grab a pair of FanFest. Under the wire, the last chance. This final hour. And you can register there for a chance to win the meet and greet with Tobias Harris.
Wait, I think it's at the Roosevelt Mall.
Is it the Roosevelt Mall?
Yes.
I'm going to guess there's
it just gives me an address.
There's probably a time, there.
There's a couple. No.
Where do they go?
There's a couple of places that have that address listed.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's the mall?
It's the Roosevelt Mall. Do you know about the Roosevelt Mall?
Yes. Yes,
it's a Northeast Philly classic.
There's a ticket rate going on right now. So if you see the Fanatic truck, that's where it'll be. It doesn't specify any particular business.
Maybe they're just in the parking lot of the mall.
Probably in the parking lot. All right, so the meet and greet with Tobias Harris will take place at 2:45 tomorrow. The meet and greet with AI is tentatively scheduled for 3:15. And then there's the meet and greet with DeSean Jackson at 4:30.
Awesome.
All right, for all your meet and greets. Field goal kicking contest will be 2:15. You can win some prizes, some cool prizes. Meet and greet with us. The Mike Missinelli Show will happen at 4 o'clock. And there are all kinds of Q&As. And check the website for the exact schedule. Again, the rules for tomorrow, you have to be 18 or older to get in. And your ticket can be scanned on your phone. Parking is free in the Wells Fargo Center lots. Doors open at 1. So get there early if you want to get in early. And we have two entrances tomorrow. One's on the Patterson Avenue side as you enter into Xfinity Live on the Patterson side. And other is between Xfinity Live and the Wells Fargo Center. That's called the Road to Victory. All right. There we go. All right. Back to the phones. Matt in Downingtown. Matt, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you doing,
Maddie?
Today?
Good.
Good, man. So a couple of comedy movies that you didn't mention.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get your opinion on real quick. About Talladega Nights.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan? Okay.
No, it was on last night, actually.
Yeah, okay.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby was on last night.
Okay, what about Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters. I give it an eh.
An eh?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was that hysterical, to be honest with you.
Okay, and then I forget my third one. So anyway,
all right.
The Phillies topic, though, you know, definitely, I think going into these next six games, they've got to win 5 out of 1. I think
I agree. 5 out of 6. Yep.
You know, and even going further into the Mets series, you know, we've got to get a streak going here of, like, you know, at least an 8-2. I think, you know, a 10-game streak of an 8-2 going to really get this team fired up. You know, I'm all happy for Bryce Harper, you know, with him having his child and everything. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, he won't be playing. But I think that's a good time, you know, hopefully with the teams we're playing to not have him. You know what I mean?
It is the best time for him to be on paternity leave against the Marlins. You couldn't pick a better series because they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, right. So, and even the Pirates aren't, you know, much to you know, talk about either. So, you know, I think it's a good time. And I'm glad, you know, happy for him and his family. And hope everything goes well for them.
All right.
All right,
all right, you got it, buddy. Thank you. I don't know if I've gotten a name for the kid yet. I'm saying, my in the hospital source has not checked back with me.
Wait, is he born? Was he delivered? Is he born? I don't even know if that makes sense.
I'm not sure. I assumed was born.
No, she's in labor. She could be in labor for a while. I mean, labor can go for like hours.
I have no updates. I'm kind of disappointed. My source dried up.
Maybe somebody got wind.
Probably. Ryan on a cell. Ryan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Ryan? How you doing?
Good. I watch Comcast every night, like quick slants and everything, and they show Carson Wentz like dancing around between pylons and everything, and then he's laughing and everything, and he's throwing the ball, and like I'm wondering if is he going to be all right? Like, if the pocket collapses, is he going to throw the ball? And
if it, what do you mean? Is he going to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think that that is the goal, that he gets rid of it quickly.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm in this like you. I have no idea what I'm going to see in him. All I can tell you is how they're coaching him. Get rid of the ball. Don't scramble out of the pocket. Stay in the pocket. Waste the play and live to do another play. That's what they're training him to do.
Because, I mean, how many times have we seen the pocket collapse and him get crushed in the last two, three years?
Yes, he held on to the ball way too long.
It's unnerving. Like, you're watching the game, and the pocket collapses. He starts to run. Mm-hmm. He gets crushed. It's hard to watch.
It absolutely is, and that's the main thing that I'm going to be watching, whether he decides to waste plays instead of trying to make dash out of the pocket and get ripped.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping he tries to get rid of the ball and go on with the next play.
Gotcha, brother. And I think that's everybody's goal, to keep him healthy. Because if he's not, listen, McCown, he doesn't have a great track record of winning in the league. Now, he's a stopgap for a couple, two, three games at best. But if Carson Wentz goes down, my hopes are dashed along with everybody else's. Let's go, Doug in Pennsburg. Doug, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Doug.
How you doing?
What's up, Doug?
So anyway, I had to call in. Fish Called Wanda, spectacular movie.
It's really funny. It's underrated. It's below the radar because I think one of the Monty Python guys is in it, right?
It is, but he was very good in that.
Yes.
How about when Michael Palin, two of them were, Michael Palin, he loves animals, right? And he takes that woman's dogs for a walk, and every time he comes, goes out, one of them gets killed.
Well, yeah, it's dark in spots, but, you can't, it's not politically correct. Like, the one, the character of Ken, he had a stuttering problem.
Right.
Right? And now, and today, you probably could not do that today.
Right. But the thing is, he goes out, right, and Doberman Pinscher tears his lady's dogs to shreds.
Yeah, it's funny. The movie is funny.
Kevin Klein, he has to speak. He's got to speak behind his heart to make love. But every time after he gets done, he falls asleep on her.
Kevin Klein showed his comedic side in that movie.
It was good. But anyway, there's a couple of them. And I like Ventura. And what I like about it more than anything, his ability to hold that character for a whole show.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that he can maintain that character.
Yeah, well, he's a little wacky. You got to be a little, you got to have a couple wires not connected. I'm pretty sure that Carrie doesn't.
Yeah, but Jerry Lewis called him one of the best he's ever seen.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Yeah.
About football, I just had to make a statement. We need, the way people go down anymore in football, you got to be deep. Because by midseason, it's not unlikely you're not going to have four or five starters out. I mean, it's just brutal the way they go down.
Yeah, you're right.
And if a team doesn't plan on depth, that's one thing Howie's done, and that may be what's in his mind because of what happened to him before, that you got to be your second string almost got to be as good as your first string because you can bet you're going to be using a lot of them before the season's over.
Yeah, but that's unlikely that your second is as good as your first, except if you're Nick Foles, and you're better than the first.
Mm-hmm. How's everyone doing?
Sure is.
Yeah, there you go. Craig in Deptford. Craig, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Craig?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I got two classic movies.
Okay, what do you got?
The first one is Steve Martin, Roxanne. Have you ever seen
that?
Not
funny at all.
Oh, man, come on, man. You got to like
Roxanne is the least funny of the movies he's done. Come on, bro.
It's like a dry romance.
There's nothing funny about that movie.
All right, and my second one is an old classic, too, that is a little corny, but I thought it was hilarious. Came on the other day. It was called Raising Arizona.
That's a Nick Cage movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of dark humored. It's not bad. It's actually not bad. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
All right. So anyway, I just had a quick point, man, just to say I am looking forward to some NFC East football. Nobody knows what anybody's doing nowadays, but it's going to look I think it's going to be some high ratings, just whoever's playing who, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Eagles, Dallas, whether it's the Redskins. I just think it's going to be a really good year, regardless of what the records are, just in terms of viewership.
Yes. Listen, everybody's invested in this season. Once this season kicks off, it's going to be electric.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just hope they can get through the first four games at 3-1.
Yeah.
They have to be 3-1 going through the first four. And they've got a couple of tough, like at the Falcons is a tough game with Wentz playing only his second game. But the Falcons always seem to give it up anyway.
What are you predicting the record to be?
I think they can win 12. I think they're 12-14.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, buddy. Now this 12-4 is contingent on them going 3-1 through the first four. They have two tough road games in the first four, and at the Packers on a Sunday night is no joke. Right? Oh, that's Thursday night.
Yeah, short week.
That's a short week. It's coming off the Lions, though. So I'm not as worried about it. But it's going to be a tough game. The Falcons game and the Packers, two road games in their first four.
Will the rust factor still be there week two for Carson? If there is a rust factor.
That's the key in that Falcons game. But the Falcons always make it easy for you to win. I've never seen a team collapse like they do. Against everybody, but especially against the Eagles.
Yeah, the last two games were like the same score almost.
Herman in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Herman.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Herman?
Not much, long-time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
First-time caller.
Appreciate it.
I actually, my wife and I actually passed you at the Maxwell Club a couple of years ago, and I didn't realize it was you until you actually stepped into the ladder and I stepped out.
Really? Well, I'm sorry about that. Did I have a disguise on? Did I have a hat on or something?
You were just, it was before the event.
Okay.
But anyway, I was calling because I don't know if you saw, but our man, Mr. McNabb, placed a bet on the Eagles.
McNabb said that the Eagles will win the Super Bowl, yes.
That is correct. And yeah. I think he's just jinxed.
It's too late, though. It's too late for him to make up to the fan base. I'm pretty sure he did it. He made sure that he put it out there that he backed the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, right? So it might be damage control, but it's too late.
Yeah, I'm thinking it from the standpoint of it's just bad luck now.
You think it's bad luck that he backs him?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of him. I did see that he did back the Eagles, though. He went
number five. Yeah. We're always lucky.
He went overboard. The Eagles are going to be the Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying. It's pretty hard.
It's too late.
I thought that too.
It's the act of a desperate man.
I'm embarrassed.
This'll change their minds. I got it.
Although I'm lauding him today for his yeoman work in the preseason. Averaging more than three games of the four that he played in preseason. How about that? Who would have thunk?
You want to hear the quarterbacks that have participated in preseason this year?
Yeah, 20 of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, give me the big names.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Being one big name.
Well, that goes in conjunction with Andy Reid.
Nick Foles.
Folesy?
You would say is a big name. He played yesterday.
Very briefly.
Matt Ryan has participated. Yep. Eli Manning has participated. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson. Joe Flacco. Baker Mayfield. Tom Brady. Jameis Winston, I guess you say, is a big name. Cam Newton. Derek Carr. Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. Even though he's been terrible, but Garoppolo coming off his injury.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big names out there.
Yeah, they didn't care about preserving Garoppolo coming off that injury. Well, we'll see. You know, all systems would have been go had Sudfeld and Kessler not gotten hurt. I would have played him in game three. Frank in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Frank?
I'm a big fan.
Thanks, buddy.
I just want to talk about how Wentz didn't play in that preseason game.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why Doug is, scared to play him in that game.
Well, you know exactly why he's scared.
Well, why?
Well, he doesn't want to risk it. He had two quarterbacks go down on him, and if this quarterback goes down on him, they're sunk. So the risk reward of it is what's the big deal that he doesn't play in preseason? Is it really going to hurt him?
No, but I just don't understand. Like, at least for a drive. Like, come on, just
hand it off. Well, if it's really not going to hurt the Eagles if he doesn't play, then what is the sense of him playing?
Mm.
So your answer could have been, yeah, I think it's very important because he has to get up the game speed, but you don't think it's important either, right?
Nah.
All right, so here's what you have. A healthy quarterback going into game one. Now, that's not all bad, is it?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
All right. You got to count your blessings here.
Yeah. Well,
all right, now, why do you think he should have played? I want to hear your opinion on why you think he shouldn't have played or should have played.
Because his whole team was out there. I just feel like he should just play for a drive.
His whole team wasn't out there.
Well,
only 3/5 of the starting offensive line was out there. So does that change your mind?
A little bit.
All right, so just suppose that Jordan Mailata allows an edge rusher. And he creams your starting quarterback. Then what?
No.
I changed your mind, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
See, that's the whole thing. You know, if you have the opinion that he should play, I can't argue against him playing. But now, when you're talking about a guy who's a rugby player from New Zealand, is he from New Zealand? Where's he from?
Australia.
He's an Australian guy? All right, I thought it was New Zealand.
It's close, right?
Yeah, they're both great rugby countries. So he's from Australia. So, and he's learning how to play football. All right, that's who you're starting at right tackle. That's a factor.
Mm-mm.
When it comes to your quarterback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yes. Now, it's not like a veteran guy. If it's a veteran guy who has started occasionally in the league, then you have a little more protection than a guy who's learning how to play the position in the NFL.
He had two false starts last night.
He did. I'll take a false start over giving up a sack.
Right.
But the point is, if you're learning how to play the game and you're still not there, I worry.
Well, yeah, because he's not up to speed yet.
He may not be. The
right.
chance that he's not up to speed, that he makes an errant step, and an edge rusher creams your quarterback.
Exactly.
Is the risk.
That's why I put a tight end on that side for one possession.
All right. Val in Haddon Township. Val, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Val.
Hey, Mikey. How you doing?
What's up, Val?
A couple things. First, with FanFest tomorrow, am I allowed to bring a camera in, or do I have to use my phone?
That's a really good question. I wouldn't think a camera would be prohibited.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a weapon of mass destruction unless you're going to shoot bullets out of it. If it's a James Bond camera, you can't bring it in. Anything shorted out, it's good, I think.
All right, cool. Second thing is, you said you weren't a big fan of Robin Williams as far as comedy.
He's hysterical, but I don't like Robin. I never liked Robin Williams as a comedian because I never saw the other side of him. Like, he was always in character, and that always bugged me. But he's a great actor.
Have you ever seen the movie 1 Hour Photo?
Yes, he plays a creep.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
very good.
Yeah, he's a very good actor in role. That wasn't a great movie, by the way, but I see he played a sinister character in that. But he's fantastic in A Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And he's great. He was great as Patch Adams. And he was really good in that what was that movie that was a book?
What Dreams May Come?
The Dead Poets Society was good in, too.
Yes.
The one with, he was in with Glenn Close. It's a book by a famous author. I'll figure it out. But anyway, go ahead. What was your point on Robin?
With Phillies.
Uh-huh.
If they're bringing up Franco, why don't they play him?
I said the same thing. Once you're going to bring him up, is he a better option than Brad Miller? Of course he is.
And, I mean, you sent him down because of his hitting. His field isn't a problem, you know, playing the field. So why do you have him coming off the bench?
Well, there's a right-hander pitching, so they're saying, okay, Brad Miller hits right-handers as a left-handed bat. It doesn't make any sense to me. You're right. It's once you bring the guy up, what good is it? You know, Brad Miller can play various positions as a utility player if you had to use him late in the game. You can't use Franco anywhere except one at-bat.
Right. By the way, was that movie The World According to Garp?
World According to Garp. Who wrote that book? He's written several books. Just can't remember his name. Damn it. Yeah, The World According to Garp, he was very good in. It was one of his early movies, early dramas.
I don't know if I've even ever seen that. And I love Robin Williams. Still.
You never saw The World According to Garp?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's Glenn Close.
John Irving, the writer?
Yeah, John Irving. Glenn Close plays his mother, very domineering mother.
Oh, I'll have to watch
it. She's a nurse during the war, I think.
I'm still sad about him passing.
Yeah.
It was so tragic. Sad
story. You can see the story. Did you see the story on Reels?
Yes.
No.
I actually did see it.
You love that channel.
Yeah, I love Reels.
I'll have to check it out.
I love Reels. I love Investigate Discovery Channel, ID. And I love Paramount, my trash TV networks.
They're pretty good.
610-632-0975. You know what's on Reels last night? Was Vincent the Chin Gigante.
What's that?
He's the mafia guy. Was the acted like a crazy guy.
Oh, okay.
Would come out in his pajamas and walk around the Manhattan.
What?
yeah, because he didn't want to stand trial. So he faked that he was crazy. And he was incompetent to stand trial. I'll tell you, he got out
of
one
genius.
Trial.
I mean, that's kind of smart.
Yeah, it is. And Law & Order ripped off the story.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's get the final Twitter poll numbers from Miss Natalie Eganoff, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're looking for new equipment or you're looking for an engine replacement, which is a really good deal, they have the best deals around for engine replacements. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,300 votes on this one today. Are you fine with not seeing Carson at all this preseason? 83% say yes, 17% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. All right. My locks of the week today are brought to us by McCaws and Lock Services. 50% off car keys and remotes online at 4carkeys.com. I'm going to roll with a smaller school and a bigger school. I'm definitely going with Colgate. Brian Westbrook brought this game to my attention. The line has gone up. Colgate -4. I will take the toothpasters. They're actually called the Raiders. Colgate Raiders covered a number. And I'm going to a big game, monster game in the state of Florida. Florida is at Miami, right? The game's in Miami?
Yes.
All right. Florida is a 7-point favorite over a Miami team that they're expecting big things from this year. I will take the Gators to cover the 7.
Wow. To cover
that
the 7.
Talks to me at 7.
Good.
Good, because Manny Diaz coaches Miami, and he scorned the Owls.
I hope they don't win a single game this year.
After the game, he's going to say, I should have stayed at Temple. Let's go to Kevin in Downingtown. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
You know what, Mike? Sometimes I sit on this phone so long, and I'm old, and I thought, like, what the hell was I supposed to talk to him about? So, first thing I just want to say is you my man, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The poll out there, I could care less if Carson Wentz played. What would we play? 10 snaps maybe, and then it's like he goes sits on the side. Why take that chance, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I'm good with whatever's going to happen, but I'm just thinking this is going to be a big season. I'm hoping and praying that we're going to make it to the bowl this year.
Yeah, well, I think they've got a shot. Now, when you look at it, everybody seems to be high on the Chicago Bears this year.
Really?
Yeah, everybody. This is the fashionable NFC East participant in the Super Bowl, the Bears.
Okay.
And maybe we're shortchanging the Bears. But to me, it's a three-horse race. You get New Orleans, you get the Rams, you get the Eagles. And the Eagles just a tad below the Saints right now as far as the ranking goes.
So going back on when Cuz was on your show for a few days ago, as long as the stinking Cowboys aren't anywhere.
They're not good enough.
I'm good. That's all that matters to me, really. You know, it used to be a time when I was coming up that our Super Bowl, you remember our Super Bowl used to be if we beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know? So now it's like times have changed, and that's a great thing, you know.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
All right, so I'll see you at the Mrs. Alley Classic this year. Hopefully it's going to be in Downingtown again.
And we'll see where it's going to be. Dorsky might want to move it this year. We'll see. You're not coming to FanFest tomorrow?
I can't, man. Listen, so my high school has a cookout every year. Simon Gratz High School.
Oh, Gratz?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go to that.
I got to go. I have to go, you know, so I'll be there. But I'll see you. I'm definitely, wherever that tournament's at this year, I'll be there, all right?
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Man. All right. Okay. Yeah. All Simon Gratz, very famous high school, producing two major NBA players, at least. Who are they, Andrew? Simon Gratz High.
The honestly,
biggest
I don't know.
NBA name to come out of Simon Gratz, pretty recent.
Well, it's not Kyle Lowry.
Is that real?
No, it is not Kyle Lowry. That's my school.
Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and what's his
name? Aaron McKee.
Mm-hmm.
You should have known Aaron McKee.
I should have. That's made them proud.
Mark in Blackwood. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, Mike. I got two movies for you. I'm not sure if they were mentioned earlier or not. Are you a fan of Ben Stiller?
I'm not a big Ben Stiller fan, no.
Heavyweights. Is a great movie.
Heavyweights?
If you showed on TV today.
Andrew's laughing and nodding his head. It must be the stupidest movie.
Yes.
It's basically the same character as in Dodgeball he plays, but with younger kids. It's pretty good. And Major Payne.
Major Payne is with Damon Wayans. Yeah, I saw it. I didn't think it was that funny.
No?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. It's a good throwback.
I did.
So did McCallum play himself in the backup position last night?
Yes. Yeah, we were just talking about that a little earlier with Tim McManus. It looks like it's trending that way, that they would trust him as the number two with Sudfeld as the number three.
And number three. Okay, and that's what I figured, because Kessler basically just played himself out of any shot to make the roster, and he proved that again last night, too. So, and I'm good with that. I think McCown, will he stay the number two as far as that goes going throughout the season?
Yeah, I would think so. I think it makes him feel more comfortable. The fact that they signed him tells me that they weren't that enamored with Nate Sudfeld, because he's going to be back after the third game, so... Yeah, I don't think that. I think that was maybe at the root of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm glad either way with Wentz playing or not. If the whole line was healthy, I would be okay with him playing like a half or a quarter.
Yeah,
not to find anything out one drive. So, the fact that the line wasn't healthy enough for him to play, I'm good with it. Keep for the season. Let's roll.
All right, you got it, buddy. All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. Let's go to Bennett in Philly. Bennett, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bennett?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Good, how are you?
Caller. Love the show.
Thanks, bud.
I just want to talk, first of all, I'm definitely okay with Carson not playing. Like, Cam got hurt yesterday. You know, you just never know. So, with the O-line, you never know. Start him in the season. But I have a question. I want to talk about Wentz and the whole scrambling thing. You had a caller earlier that was talking about, you know, Carson getting rid of the ball quick. You saying, I don't know, basically, like, Carson got... From when he got hurt, he got hurt off of a first and goal on the 1 yard line. Am I wrong about that? I'm pretty sure that's what it was. First and goal on the 1 yard line, where he scrambled out. He had to make a play, a passing play, which I think that should have been a running play. But that's Carson. Like, that's what I loved about Carson. He got out when he had to. He never really got hurt when we were down the field. If we were in our yard line, down in our side of the field, like, he scrambled when he had to. Aaron Rodgers, he gets out the pocket when he has to. Russell Wilson, he does it. Mahomes, he does it. Like, you're saying Doug's teaching him to get rid of the ball. Last year, I seen a lot of Carson getting rid of the ball quick, and it's a lot of forcing, guys being covered, you know, interceptions, not scoring, whatever.
Getting rid of the ball means wasting the play if nothing's there. Instead of trying to force it in, you just waste it down. Throw it out of bounds, throw it into the ground, whatever.
I understand that, but I mean, sometimes plays got to develop. Like, when you get out,
there's always another play. You can't risk having him take hits anymore. That those days have to be over. So, like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't take his because he's savvy enough not to take him.
Yes. You don't think Carson's savvy enough
no,
to
well,
that?
No, that's what they're trying to teach him, to be savvy yeah. enough. This is a different year.
I think they're teaching him not to get out at all. No.
He's got to move the pocket. There's a difference between moving the pocket and getting out and running and taking a hit. You can get out and run, get out of bounds. Cool, good quarterbacks do that all the time, and I don't mind it. If he can make positive yards with his legs, as long as he doesn't get hit, I'm all okay with it. But when that option is not there, when he can't get out of bounds, when he's going to have to take a hit, he's going to have to waste a play now and then. Let's go to Butch in Lancaster. Butch, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Butch, how you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Hey, the movie would be Planes and Trains with, have you ever seen that
yes,
one?
Yes, I mentioned it. Planes, Trains, Automobiles is funny.
That is a good one.
John Candy, and Steve Martin.
My comment on Josh last night, the thing that amazed me, after the first couple of plays, his way he handled the center, with a backup center being able to, that center I think is 320 pounds, like 6'6",
mm-hmm.
compared to the first string center.
Yes, he had a, but
their,
he had a young
their
center.
Their exchange was unbelievable.
Yes. I think the camera caught them chatting on the sidelines. See, that kid looks like he's 12. That 20, right? That 21-year-old kid?
He's yeah.
like 12-year-old,
yeah.
like a pudgy 12-year-old.
I saw him.
Yeah, he looks like the kid from, like Jerry O'Connell in, when he was with that movie he was in with the young kids when he was a kid.
Oh, I know what you're
saying. Oh, from Stand By Me?
Yeah, Stand By.
Yeah, Jerry, he does.
No,
was there any thought at all about Ward? Will they keep him on the 53-man roster because he could have to go in as a backup quarterback? Number six?
No. They have plenty of quarterbacks. They won't keep him for that reason.
Just meant if there's injury, if they only have two dressed for the day, instead of having to dress three quarterbacks.
Would he be the emergency quarterback? Yeah, I guess
right.
he could be.
Assuming he makes the 53.
Yes. And so you're saying that might help him make it? And it's not a bad view. It could help him make it. By the way, Ned, have you ever seen Cider House Rules?
Yes.
Very good movie.
That's really good.
Very,
I agree.
Yes. Paul Rudd in a serious role.
Yeah. I love Paul Rudd.
And my girl, Charlize.
Yes.
Is in that.
Excellent.
And that's a John Irving novel as well.
Oh, I didn't know it was a novel.
Yes.
I met Paul Rudd.
You did?
Yes. I was in a movie with him.
Really? Paul Rudd sat behind me in a train, Metroliner from New York to Philly.
Did you say hi to him?
I chatted with him.
He was
in town at a Philly movie festival.
He was such a nice guy.
He is a very nice guy.
He laughed at me.
Did he?
It's kind of like the highlight of my life.
Did you tell him a joke? You did?
I made a joke,
What'd
yeah.
What did you say to him?
So I was an extra in a movie that he was doing here. This was, my God, 10 years ago now when I was in college. And he, of course, I get stuck with the onion martini.
What?
I swear. There was like a pearl onion in it. And we had to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, martinis, they sometimes put onions in.
So, but I got stuck with the pearl onion martini. And we had to, continuity, we had the same martini every day.
Uh-huh.
So I just made a joke. I was like, oh, you know, aren't you glad you're standing across from me since I have the onion martini? And then he laughed.
He gave you a little chuckle?
He did.
Now, why do you think he gave her a little chuckle?
He thought it was funny.
Because he thought it was funny.
He thought you were cute, too.
No. And actually, you know who else was there? Owen Wilson.
If Alice the Goon from the Popeye cartoons said that to him, you think he'd laugh?
Yes.
Stop.
And I was like, I need to make a joke in front of Paul Rudd.
Oh.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Heavyweights. Ben Stiller, great movie.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
It is not politically. I don't think it's politically correct anymore.
I've actually never heard of that movie ever.
I don't think it's politically correct anymore.
There might be three people in the whole world that like it. You and the guy that called and somebody else.
And the guy who wrote it.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, the guy who wrote it.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
Oh, it was hilarious.
I just had to look it up. Andrew, that movie is awful.
Come on. What do you expect, Natalie?
I mean...
That's a great movie.
The age is 25 going on.
I was
going to
say, maybe once he turns 26, his taste in movies will get better.
No, that's not going to change.
Like one of these guys goes, look, Mom, armpit hair.
I know.
Yes. Sound Off is coming up next on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. Are you trying to be fake with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
Alrighty, it's time for Sound Off. The Sound Off number, keep it handy for the weekend and see what the Phillies do against the Marlins without Bryce Harper. 610-771-9705. You get something to say, hit us up, leave us a message. You may make it to the big show.
I was kind of torn about Wentz. I think bottom line, I think if Kessler and Sudfeld didn't get hurt, I think he would have played yesterday. I mean, I still would have played him at least a couple of series. You got to remember, he hasn't played since December. That's a lot of rust to shake off.
It is, but put it on a scale. Rust, Wentz healthy. What do you got? Wentz healthy, wins, doesn't it?
Lackluster at best last night. Everybody's chirping about McCown's performance. Yeah, he's played against guys that probably won't even make the team.
Incorrect.
It's a hollow 17 for 24, two touchdowns, if you ask me.
No, not for a guy who barely knows like seven plays in the playbook. That was an excellent effort. He was sharper than I ever thought he could be. He made a couple throws. I mean, listen, I hear what you're talking about, the competition, and it wasn't the starters late in the game when he did all that stuff, but he still made some good throws by hanging in the pocket.
I said it a couple days ago, I'll say it again, cut that Jake Elliott immediately. Sign Carly Lloyd. Do anything that Jake
Carly
Elliott
Lloyd.
He sucks.
We haven't really discussed that. Oh, he's not having a great preseason.
Oh, Kiki Boy?
But Kiki Boy, I'm telling you, Kiki Boy, you never can tell about Kiki Boys. They're like bullpen guys. You never know if they're going to have stuff.
Their leg gets stale?
Right. I mean, the Cody Parkey, remember Cody Parkey? We were all enamored with Cody Parkey, and all of a sudden he goes dead. You know, I hope it doesn't happen to this kid, but it seems like He has a devil-may-care attitude when he's got to kick it 50 or more, and he seems like he clams up when it's 35 and in.
So we're pitching Aaron Nola every 5 days now. Okay, so now this is something good. This is something that Ricky Botalico would probably do as a pitching coach. He would have made that move a month ago. Don't wait this long in the year to do something like that. 5 days is good for Aaron Nola.
No, it is, but you still don't want to wear a guy out. Aaron Nola's not the hardiest of guys. So, I think they've handled him the right way.
You can't tiptoe through football except you're worrying about getting hurt. If you're worried about getting hurt, play golf. There's injuries. If not, pick up a golf club and play golf. That's nonsense.
There's an old school guy. Come on, brother. You got to think this through. If he gets hurt, their season's over. So are you going to put your fingers in your nose the whole year? If he's not Carson Wentz tonight, your quarterback with no chance to win the Super Bowl, stop it.
Saturday, Mike, guess what? Could be rocking that reigning, defending Super Bowl champion Tom Brady jersey in the middle of all you loser Eagles fans.
Dude, you really got to do that? I mean, you're a Patriots fan, Tom Brady fan, and you see, that to me hints of a little jealousy. I don't know if there's any reason for you to be jealous if you're a Patriots fan, but it seems like a little jealousy.
Back to Andrew Seljunas, because he's whipped. Getting married during Eagles football season, that's a disgrace. When I got married in 2012, I laid the law down, okay?
It's the okay guy calling our line, because I believe that today, the boys in the midday banned him. Martinez finally got fed up with him because he insulted his hockey.
Yes.
He's been carrying this guy. As soon as the guy goes into the venue of hockey and it offended him because he called him a yes man for the Flyers, now he's banned.
Now he's out.
Yeah.
Everybody's hopped up on the Eagles' offense. And I think their offense is going to be pretty damn good. But you know what? Their defense, I believe, is going to be even better. I think their defense is going to be top five this year. I just got a feeling that that front four that they're putting together is going to be a very solid defense. Go Birds.
I hope you're right. I don't see it as a top five defense because the linebackers and cornerbacks are kind of suspect at this point.
No, we got five Super Bowl wins. Finish favor, quote Dallas with that, okay? When was the last time you were even relevant? Why? Because you won one Eastern title in how many years? Give me a break.
At first, I thought that guy was imitating Charles Barkley. And on that note, Charles Barkley will do his annual co-hosting next week.
Oh, is that right?
I believe it's Thursday of next week.
Oh, yay!
Chuck will be sitting in that seat.
Can't wait.
All right, let's close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
All right, thanks for participating on Sound Off. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned for the baseball show and on the NBC Sports TV side. Quick slants. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.